Hey everyone, I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, where we share ideas on education today and ways to help prepare students to thrive. I want to give a special thank you to Bank of America for sponsoring today's episode, which is a special edition of Education Conversations on something that is really important happening in our community right now, and that is the Sarasota County Schools referendum for 2026 through 2030. And I couldn't think of a better person to talk on this topic than to have Superintendent Terry Connor come back to us. And Superintendent Connor came with us. He was on our podcast last year when he was first starting his role as superintendent. And my, what a year has gone by very fast. And in that one short year, Terry, you have certainly been accomplishing some great things. You've already developed a very comprehensive strategic plan. You extended the A rating for Sarasota County Schools, which I know you will extend that as a team effort, but certainly another victory in the hat. And now what we're really focusing on is the continuation of the school referendum. So we want to hear from you. I know you've been here before, and I'm super excited, Terry, to welcome you back to Education Conversations.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. It is absolutely great to be back here. I can't believe it's been a year practically since the last time I was on the podcast. But you are right. There has been a lot that has been accomplished over the last year with the support of this community, with our teachers, our staff, our school board members. Has been very welcoming over this year and really empowering me to help take Sarasota County to the next level.
Yeah, that's great. And you've certainly been committed to that. And we're already seeing some great effort. Well, Terry, let's just jump right into this because this is a really important topic. And you certainly have got the position and the poise of the community kind of at your back because this is an important discussion with the upcoming election and with the referendum on the ballot at the general election on November 5th. So as a starting point, just to kind of kick off this conversation, you know, some listeners may be new to the area and some may not really even know the history that's behind the referendum. So can you just maybe share with us, give us a little backstory on how did the referendum start and why is it so important?
Sure. You know, this referendum has been in place here in Sarasota County for 22 consecutive years, which is a phenomenal accomplishment for any school district or county. Sarasota County really understands the value and the investment into public education to make sure that we have a strong community. And the foundation to that really is high quality schools. And to adequately fund what we need in order to accomplish our mission, it really needs the support of our community. And so the referendum has been in place since 2002, and we are looking for this opportunity on November the 5th to continue that tradition of excellence through that investment of the millage referendum tax. So it's not necessarily an increase in taxes. It is a continuation of what's been in place over the last 22 years. And for our viewers to know that the millage rates actually have been decreasing in the state and in the county for an extended period of time. So that's all good news. As property values do go up, that's more revenue that is collected for the district, and then it really helps us in terms of enhancing many aspects of what makes a good, high-quality school district.
The referendum has been going since 2002, and I just think that is really important because that's been something the community has stood behind for 22 years. So when you mention that, that alone really speaks volumes. And so this is a referendum that's continuing through. So what specifically will those dollars be allocated to support?
Sure. So we're looking to support things that the referendum has supported over the last 22 years with obviously enhancements in the areas of safety and security. That's an ever-changing, ever-evolving area that we want to stay on top of the latest technologies to ensure that our school campuses are as safe as they can be. We're looking also more focused on workforce education and training with career technical pathways for our students. So we understand that not every student opts to go to a four-year university. Maybe it's a two-year state college. Maybe it's directly into the workforce. So we understand that you can make a very good living, a high wage, and help have an impact right here in your local community with jobs that are needed right here in Sarasota County, and we need to be a part of helping supply those employers with employees that are that are workforce ready. And so a lot of the focus of the referendum will be on enhancing that area. In terms of the arts and music and what we've done in this county with the referendum over the past several years in preserving and maintaining really high quality programs in those areas, we want to continue that as well. So that is a big part of what the referendum will go to. And we talk about teachers. You know, we can't get anything done without high quality teachers who want to stay here for the long term. And so we need to offer competitive salaries, great benefits, having growth opportunities through professional learning. And you know, that's what a large portion of the referendum will go to, is to supporting our staff, not just teachers, but even our non-instructional staff, so that we have the roles filled and we have people who are there delivering on that mission of educating every student every day.
That's really good. I want to just jump in real quick, because what you're describing are all such incredibly valuable pieces that fit into the puzzle that makes you all an A-quality school, A-rated school. And so can you just give me a little bit of insight of how much of these dollars actually go towards that budget?
Right. So, you know, we have over half a billion dollars is our general operating budget. You know, the general operating budget are things that are outside of capital programs or federal programs. These are the things that really, this is how we pay salaries, through our general budget. And roughly 20% of our general operating budget has been made up of the referendum, the millage tax, that funding, that revenue that comes in on an annual basis. So for instance, this last year, it was about $109 million that have come into the district through the referendum millage. And that has helped support all of the initiatives that I just shared with you.
Right.
So it's really important that people understand that it's a critical aspect of our budget.
Yeah, it sure is. It sounds like it. And even something like extending the instructional day of the school, if your school day, has been allocated because of something like the referendum. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, we've added additional time to the school day, and that's been in place for quite a while. You know, when you look over the course of K-12 experience for a student, that's an additional year of instruction that a student is getting as a result of that extra 30 minutes each day. So it's pretty significant in terms of the learning opportunities.
What would happen if it wasn't renewed? What impact would it have on Sarasota County schools?
Well, there'd be obviously a $109 million gap that we need to figure out how we're going to close that gap, right? And unfortunately, that would require some budget cuts. So we'd have to really look very intently. Obviously, we want to make the least amount of impact in the classroom. So we would look at cutting programs, personnel, things of that nature at, you know, outside of the classroom before we looked inside of the classroom. But with such a huge dollar amount, that would obviously have an impact in the classroom to some degree. So the goal is never to even consider that. You know, we want to make sure that we are fully educating our community on why this is such an important piece. But the reality is, you know, you would have to make some pretty substantial cuts in programming and possibly personnel.
I would think so, over $109 million. And I think that you also, another piece that is important for listeners to hear and voters certainly to be aware of, is that you've also created an independent kind of financial advisory committee. Is that right? So that you're stewarding and you're kind of watching over. So can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. So we do have a financial advisory committee that meets multiple times per year. And the main thrust of the whole purpose of that committee is to look at how the referendum dollars are being spent. And we wanted to be very clear in this ballot language moving forward that we're really specific about what it is that we intend to use those dollars for, so that there is transparency, there is accountability to how the referendum dollars are being used, and did we use them for what we said we would. And so that's why we're so specific in the ballot language to talk about competitive teacher salaries, the workforce training, school safety, technology. Those things are explicitly there so that the financial advisory committee also can have that oversight to ensure that those things are being invested in appropriately.
Right. And I think if I could just add a little piece to that, is it also ties back to your strategic plan. I think that it goes to speak volumes about the transparency and accountability that you're striving to have, not only to the school board, but to the community at large, because you are tying back in all of the very things that you just commented on, that the financial advisory committee will be looking over and ensuring, but you're also making yourselves and your staff also accountable for the performance of those very same things. Is that right?
That's right. The strategic plan really is the guiding map for where we're headed over the next 6 years. It guides us towards what initiatives do we want to push forward that are actually going to help us achieve the goals that we've set forth in the strategic plan. So everything that's in the referendum in terms of the intent for the use of the dollars helps enhance and move us towards our vision and accomplishments over the strategic plan that we've outlined there. So yes, alignment is key when you're making key decisions and you're budgeting and you're talking about the dollars being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. You want to make sure that you're very clear about how that's going to happen, and our strategic plan is the way that we unveil that and show that to the public.
Yeah, that's terrific. And so just help me understand a little bit on the ballot language. If someone were to go into the voter booth, what would they see?
So sure, you know, interesting enough, you know, when you get into the weeds of ballots and ballot language and the supervisor of election requirements, you are constrained. The law says that you have to be within a 15-word title, and you cannot be more than 75 words in the ballot language. So there a lot of thought goes into those 15 words because you want to make sure that it's impactful and people understand it. And so the language of the title is continues funding for teachers, workforce training, student achievement through the renewal of ad valorem millage referendum. And so there's key words in there. Continues. This is not new. This is something that's been in our district for over 22 years in our county. The funding, the main thrust of that is for our teachers, our educators. We talked about workforce training. We want to emphasize that. And obviously, the ultimate goal and priority for all of us in education is student achievement. So the words that are in that title were very strategic so that it was clear to our community about what it is and where we're headed.
That's really interesting to actually learn about the preciseness and the limitations to ballot language. I'm sure you're learning a whole lot about the nuances to that. You certainly informed me on something I didn't know. And so another kind of caveat is I think you also can be positioned. You're really here to help inform and to share and to communicate and to educate the community as to how all of this will work. But I know I can sit in a position to help advocate for it. And so I guess the question or the comment back to all of the listeners is, as you hear that, the continuation, what we're striving for certainly is not just a yes, but an emphatic, enthusiastic, very strong yes in support of this. So I'm just going to carry that message since I know that you are here to just educate on it. So I want to make sure I did that little punch. But what can you share with us that's a little bit different about this particular continuation of the referendum, just in terms of timing and when it goes into effect? Because I think there's a little bit of a difference there and a nuance that voters might be interested in.
Well, this is a very unique ballot this year with the referendum, because this is the first time since a new law has been enacted that all school millage referendums must go to a general election. The prior ballots have all been either on a special election or a primary election. So it has not been on a general election until this year, and that is required by law now. So that's a big change for us. I think that is okay. I think that's great because it's going to allow more people to come to the ballot box and actually vote and have their voice heard on that. So that's why it's so important that we educate our community for those who may not understand what those dollars have been investing in our county and our school district over the last 22 years. So that's part of the education campaign, is that it will be on the ballot. The unfortunate part of that is that it's going to be a long ballot.
Yeah.
and unfortunately, local issues fall at the bottom of the ballot, right? So you'll have your federal, your big election pieces, any federal amendments, any state issues, then the local issues. So it will be down ballot, and we want to make sure that people understand that. It is not a number, doesn't have a number attached to it, so you can't say, you know, look for item, whatever.
Right.
So we just want to make sure that people go through their entire ballot all the way down to the end. And remember again that this is a continuation. It is a renewal. It is not a new tax. It is continuing what's been in place for a while. So that's the biggest changes for this particular, the timing of it. Now, we just passed one in a special election in 2022.
Right.
And so we're coming back 2 years later. People may be wondering, well, why 2 years? If all millage referendum are for four-year periods, why are we coming back now 2 years later? That has a lot to do with the fact that it's been moved to a general election because it will lapse if we wait till 2026.
Right.
So we don't want to have a lapse in that process. And so that's why we will be going out November of 2024.
Okay. So this has been really helpful. And I hope listeners that are tuned into this not only have become more informed about the value and the impact of the referendum, but also how to actually complete and cast your vote in favor and support of the continuation of this. So we kind of covered the whole canvas of where the money is going to be allocated, how you're going to be stewarding those dollars, when and how it will go into effect, and how voters can certainly get involved. Is there anything, any aspect about the referendum that we did not cover in this conversation today?
Well, I would just encourage everyone to go to our district website, because there's so much detailed information regarding how the referendum has supported all of our schools at an individual basis, what positions and what programs are being funded at Ashton Elementary or Venice High School. You can go there and you can learn about how that is, those the current dollars are being invested at your local school in your community. And you also have a frequently asked questions. You know, there's a lot of questions around how those dollars are allocated and what we're required to do. And then, of course, just a breakdown of what we're going to use those dollars for and what the projections will be from 2026 through 2030. So much information on that website that I really do encourage people who want to be as informed as they can be to go there. And that is at www.sarasotacountyschools.net/referendum. And that will take you to that page.
That's fantastic. That is great transparency to have it all the way down on the school level. So great job on just spelling it out, showing it, illustrating all of the impact and the benefits. That is fantastic. So I also know you're going to be, you've been super active in the community. I know there's other organizations and groups and people that are all galvanizing around trying to inform, raise the awareness, and again, catch the fever, if you will, for continuing this referendum. So I know there's a lot of different activities that are happening out there. So are those things identified on the website also, so they can see if they wanted to attend a forum or hear in person any additional information? Would they find that at the Sarasota County Schools website also?
Absolutely. You will find all of our dates for our community forums. We'll be hosting them at all of our high schools throughout September and October. And it's really just an opportunity for people to get clarification, to really understand. And I think it's really important for the community to know that the real concerning thing is that, you know, in a presidential election, you don't want it to get lost. There's a lot of noise at this time of year when you go into a presidential election. And so we just want to make sure that it is top of mind for the community to know that this is on the ballot and what it stands for.
Well, personally, I think, you know, presidential elections come and go, but the referendum, you know, that's important. So you'll hear it from us, all of you. Once again, just really, we would be so grateful for your continued vote in favor of the referendum, for sure. Sarasota County honestly has been leading this charge. I know Terry mentioned it. It has been 22 years. There's a lot of other counties that have followed suit because they see the benefits of it. And Sarasota County has been just an early adopter of this referendum, and we want to continue that valuable referendum and dollars into the school district. So everyone, if you want to get involved, if you want to help spread the word, tell others to vote yes, Sarasota County certainly makes it easy for you to vote. You can vote in person, you can do early voting, or you can even mail in your ballots. Just remember, you need to be registered by October 7th. And to request a mail-in ballot, you got to do that by October 24th. So you got a little bit of time, and you certainly have more time to educate yourself on all of these reasons why we should vote in favor. And you can do all of those things to register to vote online at sarasotavotes.gov. Early voting runs from October 21st through November 3rd. I bet it's going to be super busy during that time, and there's 10 locations throughout the county, and I'm sure there's one that is near you. So remember, your schools, your future, your vote, November 5th. And we really want to thank Superintendent Terry Connery. You're a busy man, and we so appreciate you taking the time to share with us and inform us as to why this is such an important vote to make. And so listeners, again, if you want to learn more about how to get involved and how the school is educating its community about the referendum, you can visit their website at sarasotacountyschools.net. And there's a great infographic that's there that shows you all of that information. You can always learn more about us at edfoundationsrq.org. So Terry, thanks for being a part of today's podcast. We're grateful for your leadership and everything that you're doing to help improve the lives of students and children in our community. So thank you again to our sponsor, Bank of America. You're just an incredible, generous supporter and sponsor of the Education Foundation and for all things in public education. And thank you to our listeners for this special episode of Education Conversations. And we hope you tune in to other episodes as well. And we definitely want to make sure your voice is heard. So one more pitch, vote on November 5th, vote yes. So for now, this is Jennifer Vine signing off for the Education Foundation of Sarasota County.